Oh, my girl, she's a zombie. She's a Zigger. Oh, no, Zigger. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Welcome. I'm Kyle. You're
not going to do your voice? You're not going to do Arnold, huh? I thought you were going to do it.
You want me to do Arnold?
Yeah, do Arnold.
Yeah, this is Arnold. This is the movie. We're talking about Maggie. It's a movie about a zombie and corn. Lots of corn.
We burn it. We burn the corn because it's poison. It's giving the zombie virus to all the children in this town. I live in a small town in Missouri, I think. I'm not sure. It's not specific. But everyone has a southern accent except me.
Well, that's not
or
even...
my daughter.
That's not even true, yeah.
She's got an American accent.
It's only Jolie Richardson who has the accent. So we're here, talking about some video on demand stuff.
This is going to be a new feature, I think.
Yeah, we're going to try it, yeah.
VOD the shit out of VOD.
Yeah, really see what's out there.
Doesn't that sound like a disease, VOD?
Yeah.
It's not far off.
Yeah.
Would you pay for Maggie to go see it in a real theater, though?
Would I pay to see it?
Would you have to pay
to
see it in a theater?
After seeing it in on the VOD, no.
Because honestly, seeing it on TV was just as good.
It was enough.
Yeah.
It was enough.
It's Terrence Malick's Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, this director, Henry Hobson, IMDb'd him, and he's only done really just title sequences?
Yeah, explain to the audience what that means.
Well, like... when letters and texts pop up during the start of the movie, that's the title sequence.
Well, there you go. You solved the problem.
But it's not like a title sequence like a James Bond movie. It's just like titles that just pop up to announce actors and producers and maybe a writer if he's lucky. And
like
the title of the movie.
Like this writer.
What was it? Something three.
Something three.
Yeah.
His last name had a numeral in it. So I was
it's a little weird.
Odd. It was very odd. So either he's pretentious as fuck.
He must be.
Or it wasn't his idea.
Now, this was a Blacklist script?
It won an award, a Page Award. It won for like best screenplay like a couple years ago.
What's a Page Award?
Contest.
Oh, okay.
So it won a contest. I think it went on the Blacklist, which I don't understand how it could, because honestly, it wasn't anything special. Unless there was a lot more to it they cut out because of the budget.
Yeah, I mean, it'd have to be pretty edited or rewritten or
because
something.
I feel like you said, you said the greatest thing they could have done with this movie was the 2 weeks that Arnold spent searching for his daughter.
Yeah, they referenced this
the city,
in the movie. He spends 2 weeks that you don't see looking for Abigail Breslin somewhere in this city. And unless I missed it, why she's there is never explained. She's just
She's not. It's like maybe she was trying to scavenge some stuff. Maybe she's trying to help the family, but it's never really explained. I guess that it was left on the cutting room floor. There's not much to that.
No, and they don't. He doesn't also chide her for going out there.
No, well, I mean, you figure she's bitten, so that's punishment enough.
True.
You're grounded. How could you leave the house? You're grounded. It's that boy. You saw a boy in the city. I know it. He gave you a hickey on your arm, and now you have to cut off your finger.
Yeah, I mean, and things do happen in this movie, but it's the premise,
boring.
Nothing really boring. But not a lot happens, though. It's just sort of like little anecdotes.
You had the problem with the young kids talking about morality and mortality. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Or was it just mortality and morality?
Morality and... yeah, they're sitting around a campfire talking about how would you get kill a zombie like me? How would you get rid of me? Because like some of the guys are zombies, so...
they're already dying.
Yeah, and in this movie postulates that being a zombie, to become one, takes a few weeks, so...
Please,
right
we use the new term we came up with. Or
explain the term, Richard.
Zigger. It is a derogatory term for a zombie, because this was kind of the South, I guess, because everybody had accents, southern accents... but I think it was supposed to be Kansas City, which makes no sense.
Yeah,
but,
the accents came and went.
You take that zigger out of here. You take your zigger home. And I just felt like that was the myth. Because everybody, you had to quarantine the kids. So they're going to turn into a zombie. So they're basically segregated.
But the rules are kind of half measured.
I don't know. I don't even know what the rules are. hospitals were.
Because you can quarantine them, but you're sort of at your own leisure to drop them off and for quarantine. There's not a lot of pressure from police or any government official. Although, if that was really the least of this movie's problems,
yeah,
was figuring out the rules of this this world.
Yeah.
Most of it takes place on a farm. And even despite the small budget, I didn't feel like I saw all of it on screen. It felt like kind of like...
What was it? $4 million budget? 4.5?
Yeah, something like maybe that. Six.
So here's the deal. I will do this movie. You want me to do this Maggie movie about the zombies? Okay, I will do it for $25 million. Arnold, we can't do that. It's a low-budget movie. Okay, fine. I shall do this picture for $22.5 million. No, Arnold, really, we don't have the money. We're thinking five. 500 million. Oh, that's a big number. I like it. It's good. No. Five million. Five for me? No. For the whole movie. So you're going to give me $5 million to do the movie? No. $5 million for the budget of the movie. No, I don't think that works. No, movies not cost that little. That's how much I make. That's how much you pay for my cigars. 5 million cigars. No, I don't understand. So I am producing the movie. We can give you a producer credit. Yes, Arnold. We can do that. Oh, that sounds good. I produce Junior. You see the Junior? And the jingles all the way. I did that one. You do these movies, I have to get another check, though. You need to pay me the producer fee, which is $12 million. We're only going to give you $2 million for the whole thing, Arnold. $20 million, okay. No, two. No, it's two and a zero. It's what you're going to give me. No, Arnold. No, only $2 million, and that's being generous. We might not even give you that.
I'm sure what they actually did was they promised him points and they convinced him the movie to be a big hit.
It's gonna be a big hit in China because they still love you there, Arnold. Yes, the Chinese love me. There's gooks. I love them. Did you notice that the Asian women are getting bigger breasts now? They're so good. Oh, they look good. They got the tiny nipples but the big breasts. I give them the 72. You know what that is, my friend? 72 is 69 with three fingers. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I impregnated my Mexican maid and had an offspring. Maria was very upset. But that's Arnold. At the negotiating table for Maggie.
Great, perfect.
And Abigail Breslin was like, Chloe Grace Moretz, turn this roll down? Fuck that bitch, this is my part. That's what she did, because she probably wanted Carrie and she couldn't get it.
I did like Arnold in the movie.
He was fine.
He was good.
He was actually fine. He was pretty... I mean, he was fine. It was awkward to see Arnold in a movie like this. Again, I wanted to see the 2 weeks where he's roaming the city fighting zombies.
It felt like his toned-down performance was almost like he was waiting for something to explode so he could really pop and be Arnold, but it never came to that. He just wore his beard, and that was it. He was good, though. I thought he had some nice moments with Abigail Breslin. But again, I thought the ending was just really weak.
Because it's just...
It just ends.
It just ends with her jumping off of the roof of the farmhouse.
Which all felt inevitable.
One
way or another. Because she's going to die at some point.
And it's just like Arnold has already come to terms with it. He puts the bullet in the shotgun and he's going to go shoot her. But then she just kills herself, I guess.
But I didn't think there was enough of an emotional payoff.
There wasn't at all. It just happened. Because I was like, wait, is this the end? Oh, it is. Oh, that was the reaction.
I mean, he doesn't even see her body.
No.
He doesn't talk to Julie Richardson about it afterwards.
Because I thought it was going to be he was going to come up to the roof and stop her. And that was going to be the moment where he goes I can't do it. No, I cannot do this. Don't know. And then, I thought he was going to take her to the daisy field and kill her there and, bury her under the flowers. Yeah. I thought that was the whole point of that scene, but no, she jumps off the roof in a Terrence Malick scene.
Yeah, this guy definitely seems to be a big fan. A
lot of shots of grass.
Yeah.
Sun.
Things out of focus.
Days of Heaven shit.
Yeah.
Random insects. Close-ups. Hand on grass, the same old Tree of Life bullshit.
It very Malick influenced, I thought.
Yeah, it was Terrence Malick's Night of Living Dead. That's what it was. Yeah. Honestly, that's what this movie is, and it feels about the same way. And I don't care either way.
No, and I thought they expected you to care too much about the characters too quickly. And yeah. And it never built on that. No. Never
like you said, I think the movie had room enough to have, like, the conflict of the beginning. Like, what makes her go to the city? I think that's more important than, well, more interesting than what happens in the rest of the movie.
Have
the action dictate what's going on. This one, it was just like, I'm home, I'm dying, I would jump off the roof.
Because there's still, I think, an action movie premise where they could connect as father and daughter.
Yeah.
And she's still dying from the disease.
Well, granted, it's a low-budget movie, but you can still do a low-budget action movie.
You can do something with that.
Yeah.
Or make it a little more Arnold, but a little more emotional.
Yeah.
And make a better movie.
Yeah.
This one just felt like it was coasting on this idea that it's so emotional he's going to lose his daughter.
Yeah.
And it's like, and they were just so high on their own laurels about how great this was, and
yeah,
it never really felt like it paid off.
Maybe that's what it was. I just thought, like, this is so artsy. I think this is going to be, like, people are going to see this as the transition, what The Dark Knight did for comics is going to do for zombie movies. It's going to go over the top.
People will be so impressed that Arnold doesn't shoot a gun or...
maybe that's what they were
going so violent.
For.
So
well, again, and again, there was that scene where she comes down, and you think she's zombified, and she kisses him on the forehead.
Yeah.
There was no tension. Like, it wasn't, it was shot kind of, like, just boringly. You know?
It was.
There's no tension at all. It was just like, because she's doing the breathing thing, she's like, oh, is she going to eat his face or something? And nothing leading up to that point suggested that activity, you know? Except her eating the fox, but...
That's not I didn't care about
but
either.
Still, that didn't bother... Yeah, that didn't do anything. There was no emotional reaction at all in this whole movie.
I think instead of the fox, it should have been a dog that they had on the...
Or a baby.
Sure. But a dog that maybe they'd had...
cigarette, my baby!
A family dog.
Or a chicken coop. Like, sure. The neighbor's chicken coop, because, like, food is scarce. Because that's why they were getting the fox.
Yeah.
That he eat it. Because I guess, you know, there's no... grocery stores anymore.
No.
Everybody's kind of...
No AMPMs either.
Well, here's the thing. Here's another problem with the movie then. There's obviously an infrastructure.
Yeah, because they're the hospitals.
But then there's no stores. They have the infrastructure, but not a store. Like, no truck drivers. Like, really?
Yeah, it was...
I don't get it.
It was an odd balance.
Yeah, it's like... I don't know.
Again,
and it's not a police state because they're all like sheriff with police. Like they're all in uniforms that are, you know, equated to any local police department.
But
so
it
not
felt
military.
Like. Yeah, and I don't know. It felt like just a problem with the budget. Where it's like they couldn't have the infrastructure that makes sense.
That's the thing.
They could only have the infrastructure that works for the story.
I'm curious to read the original script to see how much was. Taken out for
altered,
budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like this couldn't have been the script.
No.
I mean, there's no way. There's no way this could, because I would have been bored reading it.
Yeah,
like,
I can't see how you
boring.
Read
it
that
been
and
boring.
This is good.
Yeah, no, it just doesn't compute. Why? I mean, it must have been way bigger.
And it's a solid template, but
yeah.
I think it's more that they can add,
yeah.
A lot more. And it could have been so much better.
Well, it's one of those things where, like, I'm sure this script has been around for years, and it was just like one of those deals where it was like, how do you make this movie? Because if you go $100 million, someone's going to see it. It's not. This is before World War Z. And then maybe World War Z came out, and they saw how well that did. So they're like, okay, now we can do kind of a quiet, artsy zombie movie instead. Make it that, as opposed to...
Right.
Or maybe it was that from the beginning. I don't know. I'd have to ask.
I'd be curious.
Zach, because he probably read it. I'm sure he did. Or he has it.
I know he saw it.
He does. He saw the movie, but I think he read the script.
Okay.
And I think he said the script was better, but... I don't know. But then again, it's the actors. Abigail Breslin, she's fine.
I do like her. I thought she was good.
She's fine. I don't know. She doesn't do anything for me
emotionally.
It's not
that's
that
fine.
She's not a bad actress. It's just, I don't know. I didn't connect with her at all. I
thought she played
anything.
Both sides well. Like, she was good at being frightened and afraid.
Yeah.
And then she was good at just being a normal kid and being part of the family and connecting with Arnold.
Yeah. So, Abigail, how much did you get to pay for this movie? And they gave me $200,000. You're a woman, that's why. You women get paid less because I am in the movie. I make these rules. I say no woman makes more than Arnold. So, ha! Yes, it's true. Joni Richardson, how much money are you making on this picture? I'm making $35,000, Arnold. I'm only working for 4 days now. I'm working longer. Look at me. I got the $2 million. My name is on the billboards. Have you seen the billboards? There's no billboards on. What do you mean there's no billboards? This is a movie, right? It's going out to the theaters. You said very big theaters. No, he said VOD. What is that? The disease? Is that the zombie disease? VOD? Not really. It's we're going to release the movie in like streaming, you know, streaming. Strippers, yes. No streaming. Streaks, yes. Nudes. No. Streaming like from a computer, like you watch it on your computer or a TV on a smart device, something like that. You watch it from home. Like, you don't need to go to the theater to see this. You pay more, right, guys? You pay a little bit more for the VOD? Is that okay? Can we do that? How much more? How much? Like, $8. $8 for a movie ticket? No, it should be $17. Mm. $1,700. You're buying an Arnold movie into your home without going to the theater. But you could finger a girl in the theater watching a movie. Like, that's what I do all the time. You're supposed to do that. It's experience. You get the VOD if you don't. Yeah, that's all.
Well, it's only $7, so you're a little off.
Yeah, so that's fine. That's fine, yeah. But, you know, so saying that, I guess don't bother paying $7. Wait for it to be on Netflix.
Yeah, I think so. Stream it for free. Yeah, I would say wait.
Yeah, because it's really just, I don't know. Kind of pointless, really.
I think the main reason I think to see it would be to see just a different Arnold performance.
Just for that reason alone.
Yeah.
Aside from that, it's not a zombie movie. It's just kind of a boring... It's like I would say it'd be like an issue zero to The Walking Dead. It would be like a throwaway storyline.
I could see that. That
would fit into a bigger universe. But
or like one of those like one-off issues you read, and it's like between the stories, and you pick it up, and that's it.
It's just like a short thing that's at the end next to the ads for Ho-Ho's.
Because, like I said, watching the movie, I think it would have worked better as a short film than this big feature. Yeah, it felt very drawn out.
Yeah, it's really drawn out.
So,
Jelly Richardson cutting up frozen tomatoes.
Yeah, that's 10 minutes. A few minutes. Yeah, it was... Boy. Things like that just didn't add to the movie. It just weighed it down.
Did you feel Jolie Richardson's tomatoes?
I wish.
I came from behind. I grabbed her. I said, Jolie, you're not as big as your sister, but she's dead. Ah, I forgot. I'm sorry. Oh, God, your sister has such bigger breasts. That's true. She did.
Awkward.
Rest in peace, Arnold's career. I'll do the Conan movie. I'm going to do the Conan. I'll be back. The Conan, King Conan, that's what I will be. And I will make my $1 billion movie. And then I will bury myself in sand and disappear.
Well, unless Conan fights the Terminator, there is nothing left.
I've been waiting for you. That's what I say. It's a new Terminator Genesis movie. I fight myself. Yes, I fight a CGI version of myself, my younger self. It looks like shit. It looks terrible.
What, do you want to go complain at the bar?
Yeah, let's go drink.
All right, great.
Good night, everybody. Right. Good night, Arnold's career.